Next case, please.
The next application is case number 11337. The application of Stanley E. and Patsy C. Banks. Site is located west of Route 13A, also known as Seaford Road, 900 feet south of the town of Blades, being identified on tax rolls as tax map ID District 132, map 1.19, parcel number 35.01, requesting a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirement. And more specifically, they're requesting a 6-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback for a pole building. I did receive one submitted on behalf of the attorney, on behalf of the applicant. One short letter of support states, I cannot attend the meeting, but I support Patsy and Stanley Banks, who are seeking a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback concerning their pool. The pool is next to my yard. They have a 6-foot fence on the property line. I have not any problems with the location of the pool, and it's signed Lula Whip. I also received one mail return on this application.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, Stanley E. Banks. My address is 26304 Seaford Road, 19973.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. For the record, my name is Shannon Carmine Burton. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Sergevic, Carmine & Weidman. I represent the applicants Stanley and Patsy Banks, who applied for an 8.5-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing above-ground pool, as well as a 9.7-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for an existing accessory building. Mr. Lang did indicate it was a 6-foot variance from the rear yard setback requirement. However, the survey that was initially submitted with the application, which was prepared by Thomas A. Temple Jr., failed to accurately provide for the distance to the rear yard lot line. There's a lot of brush back there, and at that point in time, it was our understanding that that building was an existing non-conforming structure, so he just provided an approximation, which was 14 feet. When we discovered that it was on the agenda for tonight's hearing, we did ask Mr. Temple to go back out to the property and resurvey that so that we had an accurate measurement. So I do have revised surveys for the board to consider. The distance is 10.3 feet, so we're seeking tonight a 9.7-foot variance. And if I may submit these into the record.
Ms. Carmine Burton, I would also be staying corrected. I've only read one of the requests. I didn't make reference to the pool as indicated in the letter from Mrs. Webb, and they're requesting a variance of 8.5 feet from the side setback requirement of 10 foot for the above ground pool, which has been in place for 25 years and is attached to the deck and house. Everybody requesting a variance of 8.5 foot for the pool, and now corrected to be 9.7.
That's correct.
Thank you.
And if I may submit these into the record.
Sure.
I should have sufficient copies Thank you. Since we do have two variance requests before the board this evening, I would like to address them individually.
Sure.
So I'll address the variance request for the above-ground pool first. The Banks acquired the property in August of 1975. In 1988, they contracted with American Pools of Milford, Delaware, for the installation of an above-ground pool. They believed at that point in time, in 1988, that American Pools had obtained the necessary permits and approvals for the installation of the pool. A wooden deck was installed immediately following the installation of the pool. That deck is still there. It's attached to the house and to the pool, and it therefore provides for the means of access to and from the pool from the house. Unfortunately, American Pools later went out of business. They were taken over by Dover Pools. The Banks were unaware of any setback violation until they entered into a contract for the sale of the property, and the buyers, Brian and Beth Shepherd, obtained a survey which was prepared by Mr. Temple on December 12, 2013. Upon learning of the encroachment, the banks promptly filed for a variance to bring this property into compliance. There's currently a 6-foot privacy stockade fence along the property line, which does shield the adjoining property, which is currently owned by Lula Webb, and she has submitted a letter to the board for their consideration. And Ms. Webb happens to be Mrs. Banks' mother, and she does not oppose this request tonight, of course. Again, we submitted the revised survey. That was done because the original survey failed to accurately depict the distance from the rear yard lot line. If you look at the survey, you can see that this property is unique in shape. The variance request is not a result of a hardship created by the applicants. The banks in 1988 justifiably relied upon American Pools to obtain the necessary permits and approvals for the installation of the pool. Before the survey was prepared, they had no knowledge that there was any encroachment. And again, once they did discover that there was a violation, they promptly applied for the variance to bring the property into compliance. The variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The pool has been in its current location without issue since 1988. It is attached to the home by virtue of a wooden deck, which also was installed in 1988. Due to the age of the pool, it's unlikely that it would withstand relocation at this point in time. Variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. It also will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of the adjacent property. Again, the adjoining property owner, Ms. Webb, who is directly impacted by the encroachment, has no objection to this variance request. The banks have also had no complaints about the pool since its installation in 1988. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in accordance or in compliance with the zoning code at this point, as it would be necessary to tear down the pool as well as the deck, which is attached to the home and, again, has been in its current location since 1988, so for approximately 26 years. Therefore, the variance represents the minimum variance that will afford relief, represents the least modification of the regulation in issue. The second variance request on the agenda is for an existing accessory building. The original accessory building was an existing non-conforming structure, which was damaged by a storm. In 1993, as a result of the storm, the banks erected a new accessory building in the same footprint as the prior structure. A certificate of compliance was issued by the county on September 14, 1993, confirming that the barn complied with the zoning code as an existing non-conforming structure. And I do have a copy of the certificate of compliance. I don't know if you have that in front of you or not, Mr. Lank. No. Okay, if I may submit that into the record.
Mm-hmm.
I would confirm the handwriting on the barn saying non-conforming damaged by storm is the handwriting of the person who signed the CF.
Thank you, Mr. Lynch.
Although the banks did not seek a variance from the rear yard setback requirement initially for the existing non-conforming structure, we were later advised by the county that the variance request was added in order to bring the entire property into compliance with the zoning code. As stated earlier, this property is unique in shape. This variance request is not a result of a hardship created by the banks. The existing structure was erected in 1993 to replace an accessory building that was damaged by a storm. And again, the county issued a certificate of compliance and confirmed that it was an existing non-conforming structure. Variance, again, is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The structure has been in its current location without issue since 1993. It's on a permanent foundation and cannot be relocated. It, again, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor will it be detrimental to the public welfare. The adjoining property owner has no objection to this variance request, and the banks have received no complaints about the structure. There's no possibility that the property can be developed in compliance with the zoning code at this point in time. It'd be necessary to completely tear down the structure, which, again, is on a permanent foundation. Therefore, the variance does represent the minimum variance that will afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation in issue. Mr. Banks, since you have been sworn in, have you heard the representations that I've made to the board tonight?
Do you believe
that they are true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Sir, excuse me, ma'am. Do you have me come up to the mic, please? Thank you.
Yes, she's just what she said is right, everything she said.
Do you have any additional information that you'd like to provide to the board?
No, I think you've done a fine job presenting it.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Based on the record and the presentation made tonight, I do respectfully request that the board approve the variances as requested. And, of course, I and Mr. Banks are available for any questions that the board may have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Rickards?
Yeah, just to clear the record, to make sure that I got this straight, and it is on the record since there is a change in the variance of what's appearing on the, you're looking for a 9.7-foot variance in the rear for a pole barn. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And for the pool, you're looking for still the
8.5.
That hasn't changed at all either.
What is the, there's a reference
through,
of A and B.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
That's all right, Mr. Mills. But
I was just asking, go ahead.
It's still a 10 by 17. The pole barn's not any bigger or anything. It's still in the same footprint.
That's correct.
About 170 square feet. Okay. And you said there was a CO issued for the pool or for the shed?
For the shed,
there was
building.
A CO issued, and we have that in front of us here. They're calling it a barn, but it's one and the same, correct?
That's correct.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
With Mr. Rickard, you were saying 9.7 feet, but there's a reference A and B on that survey. One says 10.1 feet, one says 10.3.
Right. That's the reason I wanted to clear that up.
Yes, and I apologize. I did not even notice the 10.1 reference. It does appear that corner of the building is 10.1 feet from the rear lot line, so therefore it should be a 9.9 foot variance versus
right?
a 9.7. I do apologize. It's
Yeah, that was an
very
question.
Difficult to
Thanks.
Read.
Mr. Mills took it right out of my I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Mr. Workman?
No questions.
Okay, and I have no further questions. Hearing none. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,337. The applicant certainly has addressed the granting standards for granting of a variance and has done an excellent job in doing that. The uniqueness of the lot and the property is apparent, and also the fact that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant. A certificate of compliance was issued on the pole barn, and the applicant thought that everything was all right there. And also the pool variance of 8.5 is one that is not, I would say, would not be a hardship also on the applicant, would be a hardship on the applicant to have that moved. And the variances will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. And a requested variance at a minimum that will afford relief. And again, for the record, that we grant the variance for the pole barn for 9.9 tenths of a foot, and for the pool, 8.5 tenths of a foot.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,337. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Miller?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons
stated. Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,337 is approved. Yes, indeed.